Greetings from the SBS newsroom. In this bulletin, more than 340 people killed in flooding in northern Pakistan. The PM says the meeting between Trump and Putin was a good thing, but a ceasefire must be reached. And in the NRL, Brisbane Broncos close in on the finals after beating the Dolphins. Peggy Giacomelos, this is SBS News. At least 340 people have been killed in northern Pakistan after torrential rains and cloudbursts caused flash flooding. The deluge hit the remote mountainous region with cloudbursts, flash floods, lightning strikes and landslides in the deadliest downpour of this year's monsoon season. Parts of neighbouring India and Nepal have also been hit hard by heavy rains, flooding and other rain-related incidents over the past week. Officials expect the death toll to rise as search operations in the mostly severely hit regions continue. One of the emergency staff, Shanawaz Khan, says it's been an incredibly difficult recovery job given the poor conditions.
We rescued as many people as we could. The speed of the flash floods then increased, and then rescue teams started their operations, and with the help of locals, we rescued people.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says dialogue between the US and Russian presidents was a good thing, but warns Russia's invasion should not be rewarded. Speaking to the ABC, Coalition MP Tim Wilson has reaffirmed the Coalition's view that any sort of ceasefire negotiation needs to involve Kiev after US President Donald Trump met in Alaska with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Ukraine and its European allies have criticised the meeting as a way to buy time and press Russia's battlefield advances. Mr. Albanese says Australians want to see a ceasefire.
It's a good thing that people have dialogue. What we want to see is a ceasefire. What we want to see is an end to the illegal and immoral invasion of Ukraine, a sovereign state, because it's important as well for the international rule of law.
Palestinian civil defence authorities say Israeli troops have killed at least 40 Palestinian people on Saturday as the military signals plans to force civilians out of Gaza City after Israel's Security Cabinet approved plans to seize and occupy Gaza City. Israeli officials now say they will begin handing out tents and shelter equipment to the estimated 50,000 people living there. Nationals leader David Littleproud says Australia must embrace artificial intelligence as it seeks to boost productivity at the upcoming economic reform meeting in Canberra. The Productivity Commission released its fifth and final report ahead of the roundtable after being tasked with looking into economic resilience, clean energy and delivering care. Improving productivity in the care sector is seen as challenging because of the human nature of care, but the Commission says AI can reduce the time spent on reporting, while robots can perform routine tasks such as vitals monitoring and logistics. Mr. Littleproud told Nine's Today show that now that AI is here, the technology must be seen as an opportunity for growth.
If we embrace this technology, yes, we should have safeguards and parameters around it, but there will be productivity gains. And what that does is means that those people whose jobs are impacted will go into other parts of the economy that will grow and create productivity for us. So I think it's important we have the parameters, but not at any cost, because business and government can't afford that. We've got to appreciate it's here.
Paleontologists have identified a rare, entirely new species after the chance discovery of a 25-million-year-old fossil on an Australian beach. Now officially named Junja Cetus dullardi, the species was named by researchers after an amateur fossil hunter, Ross Dullardard, who discovered the skull while fossil hunting at Janjuk Beach in Victoria. Researchers say findings like these can unlock insights into how prehistoric whales ate, moved, behaved and evolved. Eric Fitzgerald is a senior curator of vertebrate paleontology at Museum Victoria's Research Institute. He says the species is unlike any whales we see today.
It was, let's say, deceptively cute, Junja Cetus dullardi and its kin. It might have looked for all the world like some weird kind of mashup between a whale, a seal and a Pokemon, but they were very much their own thing. And when they were alive, They were successful and diverse species.
In NRL, Brisbane Broncos are closing in on the finals after beating rival Queensland team the Dolphins overnight. The side beat the Dolphins 38-28, moving just a win away from top four spot in the league. The Redcliffe Peninsula-based Dolphins are now in ninth place and will have a tough fight to claw their way back to finals contention. Dolphins coach Christian Wolfe says he's disappointed by the result.
You know, we put ourselves in a position where we probably could have won the game, and that's why it becomes disappointing. But as I said at the start, I'm very happy with the effort. I thought we turned up. A lot of people didn't give us a chance tonight, but we gave ourselves a chance.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. Check out our podcast, Weekend One-on-One, where you can hear in-depth interviews on the issues that matter. You can find that podcast wherever you get your audio.